Recently, Pennsylvania State Republicans and Democrats invited fossil fuel advocates to talk about future growth in the state. Two Capitol hearings on the same day underlined a couple of divides. One between policymakers and scientists who say we must move to low-carbon power sources to avoid the worst effects of climate change, and another between members of a party that says it wants to tackle climate change. State Impact Pennsylvania's Rachel McDevitt reports.
The House Democratic Caucus lists climate change as a priority, but more than half of a two-hour hearing on 21st century energy jobs featured speakers on natural gas and coal.
You know, this is not your grandpa's coal company.
Zach Smith with CONSOL Energy offered a new vision of coal, even though it has been largely displaced by natural gas over the last decade. He told the House Democratic Policy Committee that CONSOL is working on a power plant that would trap 97% of emissions. Representative Pam Snyder from coal and gas-producing Greene County chaired the hearing.
CONSOL does provide sustainable jobs in Greene County. We are grateful for that, but I am really excited about the new technology.
She doesn't mean sustainable the way climate advocates do. In fact, the theme of the day was fossil fuels are good. They'll even help address climate change. That was the message from Jim Welty with the Marcellus Shale Coalition, who spoke to the Policy Committee and to the Republican-controlled House Environmental Resources and Energy Committee.
We are part of the solution on every step moving forward.
Yeah, not every step of the way. There has to be a step where we stop burning it.
Penn State climate scientist Kenneth Davis says natural gas can be helpful in the short term.
But it's got to be a transition fuel. It can't be the solution.
By replacing coal, natural gas has reduced emissions, but burning it still creates carbon dioxide. To avoid the worst effects of climate change, scientists say we must reduce greenhouse gas emissions dramatically in the coming decade and eliminate them by 2050. Democratic State Representative Danielle Friel-Otten of Chester County co-chairs the Legislative Climate Caucus. She was in both hearings.
I was a little bit shocked to see the Democrats give a platform to the Marcellus Shale Coalition. I'm not going to lie about that.
Otten said of her colleagues that support fossil fuels, she's unlikely to change their minds. But she said the tone from past hearings was different, in that fossil fuel reps accepted that climate change is real and presents real risks.
I acknowledge and recognize that shift. Whether that will be sustained, we'll see. But I made the comment to my staff later that that was a step forward in my mind.
Still, there was a big disconnect between the presentations and where climate science tells us we have to go. Representative Greg Vitale of Delaware County, the Democratic chair of the House Environmental Resources Committee, says that's because there are two factors challenging the party on climate.
And one of which is some of our members are from coal country and gas country.
The other is labor unions typically aligned with Democrats want to preserve their fossil fuel-related jobs. That can make a conversation about how to transition away from coal and gas more difficult.
Maybe they're thinking if we start talking about transition, it might appear like we're giving up on holding onto these jobs, which they don't want to do.
Vitale says you won't hear a Democrat oppose a just transition for coal communities or protecting the environment generally, but each member might have a different idea of what that means. Otten thinks pro-business and pro-environment lawmakers can compromise, for example, in promoting solar energy development. And aggressive moves from the Biden administration might create financial incentives.
We are going to leave money and funding on the table if we continue to obstruct good energy and climate policy.
Otten is hopeful that shifts in public opinion will drive the legislature to address climate change.
I think over time you're going to see people that just don't want to hear this nonsense anymore, that just want to move, like we need to move forward.
Though Democrats lost seats in the legislature overall last election, progressives focused on climate change gained seats within the caucus. Rachel McDevitt, State Impact, Pennsylvania.